From London, BBC Caribbean Report.
Structural adjustment causes biggest job cuts in Jamaican history. The European Commission rejects bid by Latin America for largest slice of the banana market. And the US embargo against Cuba threatens international sporting event. I'm Leslie Goff, and this is BBC Caribbean Report.
We expect that the average cut will be about 20%, which will reflect a separation of approximately 8,000 members of the public service.
Jamaica's Minister of Public Service, Paul Robertson, announcing government's decision to cut 8,000 jobs from the public sector. It's believed to be the largest number of jobs cut in one go in the history of the English-speaking Caribbean. The shedding process will begin on June 1st and is expected to take 3 months. The government has set aside $565 million for redundancy payments. In making the announcement, the Public Service Minister said the job cuts were a painful but necessary exercise. For a reaction, Gary Allen in Kingston spoke with the president of Jamaica's Civil Service Association, Eddie Bailey. He asked Mr. Bailey if he felt it was realistic to expect increased efficiency after 8,000 people had been cut from the payroll.